We're on the road with Mickey. We're gonna have some fun. Regardless of the rain or sun, our trip has just begun. So buckle up, let's go. We're about to start the show. And maybe if you like us, you'll see where else we'll go.
Hey everyone, I'm Mike. And she's Sophie.
And she's Brenda.
Hi everyone.
And he's Grogu, just saying, hey, yo, what up? That's what he says.
He appreciated the kiss, Aunt Brenda.
Thank you.
And we're on the road with Mickey. This is episode 215 for April 15th, 2024. And it's not our birthday, but if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. B is for birthdays.
Yes. Ooh, that's right. And that is a great segue, Sophie, because that is our feature topic, the ABCs of Disney, things we like at Disney that start with the letter B for birthdays and B
and for Brenda.
Oh, all the B's.
Yep, all the B's. The last time we did this episode, we didn't start with the letter A. We started with the letter M for Mike and Mickey. But this time we're doing the letter B for Brenda. And expect an episode about the letter S sometime in the future.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But first, we're going to get into some cheddar from the big cheese. And Sophie, you start us off.
Yay, it's my turn to start. Well,
yes, it is.
In Disney movie news, Disney has set release dates for a lot of upcoming movies. These are down the road a bit, but I have them listed out here, so here we go. We have a Tron movie coming out. It's Tron Ares, and it will be arriving on October 10th, 2025, followed by The Mandalorian and Grogu on May 22nd, 2026. I'm very excited about that. Very, very far away birthday present for me. Toy Story 5 is coming out on June 19th, 2026. And the live action Moana is coming out July 10th, 2026. This was originally supposed to be done June 27th of 2025, but the live action Moana has been pushed back. So let's hope that it is worth the wait. I'm still excited for the Moana 2 animated sequel that's coming out in November this year.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Me three.
That's going to be awesome. Those sound great.
Yeah. Which one are you most excited for?
Ooh.
I know my answer.
I think Moana.
I do too.
My answer is
Mandalorian and Grogu. Both Daddy and I agree.
Of course. How could it not be? You know?
And for those of you who are listening, Daddy is wearing a Pirate Grogu shirt today. So that is why he went silent like that.
Yes.
Nice.
All right. Well, Brenda, you're up.
Well, when Disneyland was being built, Walt Disney would take audiences behind the scenes of the development of the park. Well, Walt Disney Imagineering is taking a page out of Walt's playbook and has launched a new YouTube series called We Call It Imagineering. You can take a look. There's a link in the show notes. But oh my God, Mike sent this to me the other day and I had all the feels. It was amazing. It's definitely worth watching, and I'm thrilled to death that they're doing some stuff that brings Walt into the forefront of today's Disney, like the magical brilliance of Walt Disney. I'm just so excited, obviously.
Yeah. This first episode in We Call It Imagineering was about audio animatronics.
Yes.
And it was looking at Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and oh my gosh, the animatronics that go into Tiana and go into Lewis and other characters, oh my God, is just phenomenal. Sophie,
it's
if you
crazy
have not
how they keep
at that
it all
yet,
running.
You need to look at it.
I have looked at it.
It's just crazy. It's incredible.
Crazy. And looking at all those electronic parts and knowing it's going to be in a water attraction freaks me out already. Like, freaks me out. Like, how do they keep it protected? I don't know. But yeah. They're amazing.
But they know a way. They'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, this past April 7th, pin trading between cast members and guests officially returned to Walt Disney World.
Yay!
You know,
that's fantastic.
I used to carry the pins everywhere, and we would have, Sophie would have so much fun pin trading with cast members. And they'd be like, and with other people, but specifically today we're talking about the cast member pin trading. And so that actually just gets my juices going. It makes me think I'm going to bring my pins in my bag and see if I see any I want to trade with. I haven't traded in forever. This will be the first time in forever.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
I'm just thinking about where my pins are, because I still have my lanyards. They're just somewhere in my room.
Yeah.
Well, you have plenty of time to find them. You'll find them.
It brings a new, fresh. It's like it rejuvenates that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, everything old is new again.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is our cheddar for this week. I'm trying to remember, did we do our fish and chip feedback last week?
I thought we did too.
Okay, then I'm gonna take that out because I couldn't remember all of a sudden. So that leads
us last week's feedback would have been on the three top souvenirs.
Yeah.
Anything on that? Thank you. I have something on that.
All right.
I'm glad these two are on it because it's been a busy, busy week.
Yeah. So
let me pull that up. I have a couple pieces of feedback on souvenirs. Great. So on the Road with Mickey group. There we are. I'm switching over to Facebook real quick. And my friend and client, Donna, said that it's not necessarily her top three. It's like an always. And she said that she always gets a Christmas ornament.
Yeah.
As a souvenir for her tree. And it definitely brings that memory back every time she decorates her tree. So sweet. I get you, Donna. I really get you on that. And then our buddy and friend of the show and who has been on the show before, Lee, he had a whole slew of stuff. He said, my bronze coin from his first trip to Walt Disney World in the early 70s.
Nice.
He's got an annual pass holder exclusive Vinylmation that he got. Even though he wasn't a pass holder at the time, he still got it. Somehow it got sent to him.
Ooh, underground.
I know.
Ooh, and the black market.
He has a set of, what is it called, Sophie, when it's TSUM? Is it Sum Sum or Tum Tum?
Sumsums.
Sumsums that are depicting Mickey, Donald, Goofy, and Pluto as Dapper Dans.
Oh my gosh, how cute.
I need it. Lee, if you hear this, you need to send us some pictures on that.
Please, yes.
And, so, Sumsums are like a tiny bean-shaped plushie.
Yeah.
So and the idea lastly, of them being Dapper Dans is very, very cool to me.
Yeah. And he said, and Lee is a collector. So he said, and hundreds of others.
Yeah. And his site is Disneylandia, right? I mean, he's got gobs and gobs and gobs of memorabilia. Yeah. So those top three must be super, super special.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Donna. Lee,
and thank you, Donna, for sharing that. So, and thank you, ladies, for remembering. Because I would have hated if I had not remembered.
So, yeah, we got you.
You got me. Yep, we got each other. All right. Well, that takes us to our feature topic, the ABCs of Disney. Things we like at Disney that start with the letter B. And it, like we said, it's Sophie's turn to start us off.
All right.
So start us off, Sophie.
All right, then. Well, technically, I already did start us off with the B is for birthdays thing, but that's not what I'm going to say again because we already technically covered it. B is for we don't talk about Bruno, no, 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 but we're talking about him Bruno. Right now. B is golly, for
I love Bruno. Bruno. I love Bruno.
Everyone does.
Everyone.
Everyone.
It is. I like Bruno especially because before I saw the movie, obviously we all were seeing the trailers. It was like, we don't talk about Bruno. We thought he was going to be a villain of some kind. He was not. He was probably the most wholesome character in the entire movie. Mm-hmm. And I love Bruno. I do. He's actually, fun fact about Bruno, he is the youngest of the three triplets, and he's also the shortest.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go. All the Bruno trivia you ever wanted to know, you hit up my girl Sophie.
That's
okay?
Right there, yeah.
She knows it. She knows
and it. And he was also voiced by the same person who voiced Sid the Sloth in the Ice Age.
Really?
Yes.
Dang. All right. Well, that's a good start. That's a great start, Sophie. So, Brenda, yep. Keep it going.
Well, my first one will be no surprise to anyone. And most people would think that's not Disney, but it is Disney. And that's because the best is at Disney. And that's bread pudding.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Bread pudding might not be something you think of starting with the letter B at Disney, but if you're us, it really is.
Yeah,
B is for bread pudding.
At Raglan Road, and Ohana's doesn't smell either. It's pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you're not sure, go look up Bread Pudding Challenge.
That's
on
right.
Our YouTube
oh,
channel.
It's so much fun.
Look at it and just adore, first of all, Brenda's grandkids because Aaliyah and, I mean they stole the show on that. And of course, as always, we are indebted forever to Mr. Butch for recording us. So
yes, very thankful. I will for say you. Aunt, I will say this, Aunt Brenda, Gurr's bread and butter pudding is delicious, as is the bread pudding at Ohana with the pineapple, but I stand by my opinion that Le Cellier at Canada in Epcot has an amazing bread pudding.
Yeah, they have a maple one. Are you talking about the maple one? The
yes.
maple bread pudding?
Yes,
I
it is
still
very,
like
very
Raglan
good.
Raglan Road's better.
I
really
understand.
Hard to switch.
I understand, and we can agree to disagree, but yes. That's okay.
But they're all good. That's a good thing.
They are yep. all very, very good.
So, for me, I thought Brenda was going a different road, and so I was about to lose one. I probably have two, but my first one is also would be beignets.
Yum.
Oh, yeah. The Mickey-shaped beignets, very, very good.
Beignets over at Port Orleans French Quarter.
Yes.
Oh,
that
so
quaint
good.
Resort. It's so quaint and nice and sweet over there.
It is so amazing. Yeah. I love Port Orleans. I need to stay there again.
Yeah, it's very
been
sweet.
A while. Sweet. All right, Sophie.
All right. All right, back to me. B is for Boba Fett. I spent a lot of time last night racking my brain trying to come up with different B-related things at Disney, and for some reason, I was coming up mainly with characters, which is sad, but at the same time, there are not a lot of B things that I could think of, at least that Google helped me to realize too, but Boba Fett is one of them. I love Star Wars, and Boba Fett is like the perfect segue into Star Wars. Boba Fett. And nice. I think most people agree with me that Boba Fett is one of the best characters.
Nice. Very good.
Grogu says that he's the best character.
Well, yeah.
That's why Grogu, that's why Sophie said one of the, not the. best. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in mind, buddy.
You don't start with the letter B.
No.
Nope.
You'll wait till our letter G episode.
Actually, I suppose now that I think about it, he's saying Baby Yoda starts with the Baby letter Yoda. B.
There you go.
Okay, you got me there. Oh.
All right. Oh my gosh. Brenda.
Well, sticking with food, I'm going over to Be Our Guest restaurant. I'm having a steak over there because they have a lot of great food. But one of the safe things for me is the steak, and it's very, very good.
I haven't had Be Our Guest in forever. Not since it was quick service lunch when it first opened. You could do the thing on your phone to get the reservation time, and not even mobile ordering. It was just to get it in. And I'm like, that's how long it's been.
That's the way they should have kept it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's the way they should have kept it.
But you're saying we need to try it again, though.
Yeah. I like it.
Never had it for dinner. We only had it for lunch and maybe breakfast once before it went to table service breakfast.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Gotta keep moving along.
So, good singing, Brenda. You sing anytime you want to, okay? Same with you, Sophie.
Thank you.
So I am going to go character also.
Oh, nice.
And I am pulling out of my hat that I'm not wearing. If you're watching us on YouTube, you would know that I'm not wearing a hat. You would say that I'm pulling out of the hat I'm not wearing, Baloo.
Nice.
Ooh.
I don't know if I'm spelling it right, but there you go. I'm typing it in the show, so hopefully I spelled it right.
Baloo, I'll make sure you spelled it
from the Jungle Book.
Nice.
No, you spelled it right, Daddy.
Thank you.
Yay!
Yay me! Yay.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
Boop, boopy-doo.
Oh!
Gosh, you know what?
Gilligan's Island.
But the songs just, you know,
and
we've talked about
out
it before.
All the B puns.
The music of Disney just rocks.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm pulling out the B puns today. Good. We got Be Our Guest. We got the bare necessities. Lots of B's.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the first one that I could come up with that was not a character. And that is the Blue Bayou.
Ooh, Disneyland.
Good one.
Nice. Yeah, the Disneyland. I have only eaten there once.
Same here. I loved it.
Me too. Yeah, when we ate there, it was so amazing because we had never been to Disneyland before.
Yeah.
That was our first time. Yep. And I was like, I want to go ride Pirates of the Caribbean. And we scoured all through Adventureland looking for it, only to turn out that it was in New Orleans Square. And then, lo and behold, we had a reservation at the Blue Bayou. And as we were sitting down at our restaurant, which the restaurant is amazing, they make it look like you're outside, but you're really inside.
Uh-huh.
And I just so happened to look, and there beyond where the seating area was the water track that the boats from Pirates of the Caribbean go on. And I'm like, those are Pirates of the Caribbean boats.
Yeah.
Yep. Goes just right through there.
Just one of the differences between Disneyland Pirates and Walt Disney World Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly.
One of the many. Yeah.
One
yeah.
of many, but they
That's
are both very good attractions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But that is a great choice, Sophie.
Yeah, great
choice.
Thank you.
I don't think I would have remembered Blue Bayou, so way to pull that one out.
Nice. I remember it mainly because I still have those
ice cubes.
Color-changing ice cubes, yes.
Yeah.
Cute. Fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
And very, that's a souvenir fun. We could have talked about last week.
That
I didn't even think about the color changing like ice cubes.
Yep.
Actually, the last time that my boyfriend and I went on a date, we were going on this picnic to this place called Raven Rock. It's this national park in North Carolina. And I was like, I'm going to just chuck these in the picnic basket just in case we want to use them. We didn't, but it was still very fun.
Nice. That's sweet. A little sweet touch there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. I'm putting my hands up in the air.
Like, you just don't care.
Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Ooh, Big Thunder Mountain. Nice.
Yes, I love Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Someone who doesn't like roller coasters.
My mom doesn't.
Sorry, Mom.
I love it. I love it.
Love it, love it, love it. A forever favorite, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, at some point, I got to sleep. I'm going
to bed.
Well, be yeah, that is a good one. That's not what I was going with. Boardwalk Inn.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going with that too. I was cracking up.
Y'all are on it today.
B is for the comfiest beds in Florida.
Y'all are on top of it. Oh my gosh. B is for bed.
There you go.
I was thinking Boardwalk Inn, and then of course there's the boardwalk area that goes along with that, and
then of course there's the beach club right next door.
Yeah. So there's a lot of there, but I'm sticking with Boardwalk Inn. If you want to add more to that, Sophie, you go right ahead.
Well, I actually did have another character that I was going to talk about, but now that we're talking about the boardwalk and the beach club, I'm going to say B is for beaches and cream.
Oh, goodness.
When I was at the yacht club for my 21st birthday, it was the Knott Park day. We were just hanging out together, me, Aunt Brenda, the girls, Uncle Butch, all of that, which B is for Uncle Butch as well.
Hey, there you go.
But we were at the pool, and I was like, you know what? I am hankering for some ice cream. So I got myself up from my lounge chair. I told Aunt Brenda that I was going to get some ice cream. I walked right out of the gate to where the pool is between the beach club and the yacht club. And I went there between where the walls transition from the gray of the yacht club to the green of the beach club. And there was this window for beaches and cream. And I got myself a waffle cone with, I actually think it was a dulce de leche ice cream. I don't think it was my usual chocolate that I go for, but that was some of the best ice cream I've ever had. The only place I know of that tops it would be Goodberry's.
Brenda, that's another place you need to come eat at.
Oh, I need to go to a lot of places.
There are a lot of places in Raleigh. You're gonna fly in,
and you're gonna leave. And you're gonna leave.
When you leave, you're going to be 10 pounds heavier and need like that expandable buckle for the airplane.
It all sounds
There are
great.
So many awesome places that we need to take you guys to.
Awesome. Yeah.
And Goodberry's is on that list for sure.
Yeah. B is for beaches and cream.
good choice, Sophie.
Yum.
Thank
you. All right. Brenda.
Well, I'm going to go with a parent and visitor favorite. We all love it when we're seated together waiting for the parade and somebody's got their little bubble machine. Don't you love it?
Especially
when the bubbles pop on your glasses and leave little rings of soap.
Yeah.
But it's still fun for the kids. That's all that matters, really.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather they pop on your glasses instead of in your actual eye, Aunt Brenda?
Yeah, probably.
At least the glasses offer protection.
There you go.
Those kids really enjoy those bubble machines. Even though they're not so fun to sit next to, they really get a kick out of them. And especially being there on Main Street USA with their little bubble wand.
Yeah, so I personally like it. I like it a little bit. Like when they have them going and I'm walking past, I'll just pop one of the bubbles in passing. Like, it's a little bit fun. You just got to find the fun in things.
You do. You have to find the fun.
You do.
Yep.
I'm having trouble thinking of one. Told you I was going to have two.
Oh, you're having trouble? Oh, you got more.
So let's see here.
You want me to give you one of mine, Daddy?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, this one was one that I had in my head when I was talking about the Blue Bayou because of Pirates of the Caribbean. It's one of the characters in the movies.
Ah, you know that, Mike.
I'm drawing a blank. Tell me, Sophie.
B is for Captain Barbossa.
Barbossa. Oh, dang.
One of the owners of the Black Pearl.
Yeah. Even though Jack Sparrow says it's his.
Yes.
One of. That's why I say one of.
Yes. Good one,
that
Sophie.
That is good.
Yeah, so I was trying to give you hints so that you could say it. But there, I'm giving you that one. I'm actually giving you two, technically, because Barbossa, Black Pearl. So feel free to talk about them if you want.
Nice.
Well, I think you covered it. You know, our car is named Pearl.
Because her paint color is literally Black Pearl.
Well, it's called Pearl Black. But it just fit. When we saw that, we're like, that's the Black Pearl. So we call her Pearl, but she's the Black Pearl. So
that is nice. That is very nice.
So.
All right, then. Well, I guess, Aunt Brenda, it's your turn again.
No, you go, Sophie.
It's your turn, Sophie.
I put those under me. So
let me think here. Bambi. B is for Bambi. Like I said, there's not a lot of B things in the park. There just really aren't. And I wish there were more, but there's already so much in the park that it's kind of hard to figure out where you would put more. So now I'm going for characters and movies and restaurants and food. And B is for Bambi.
Nice. All right. We love Bambi.
Yeah. Bambi's such a cute movie. It's also one of the saddest movies, but
That's for sure. Well, I'm going to stick to ride since I was on the ride last time. This time I'm on Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin.
Ooh.
Good one.
That is a good one. I didn't think about that one, actually.
Yep. I'm not good at it. I accidentally hit the 999,999 one before once. But other than that, no matter who I'm riding with, I lose. I am not good at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten 999,999 once, and that was because it stopped. And I was able to keep shooting. And I just kept the thing going, and it just went, and I'm like, look at me. I am so cool. And it was all because of a malfunction, but I'm going to count
it
anyway.
That's all right. We're going to take that malfunction. That's probably how I got mine.
All right.
Back to Mike.
Back to me, and true confession, full transparency. I did a Google search.
There you go.
Daddy, that's fine.
And I am picking things that are not characters, but movies. And this one is Baymax. Big Hero 6.
Oh, we like Baymax.
Big Hero 6.
Yeah. That is a good one.
So.
Yep, we like Baymax. He's sweet.
I like that movie. I haven't seen it in forever, though. I need to pull it up and watch it again. Yeah, I liked it because it was it had a lot to it. But I don't think of it very often, so.
It's a great movie. All right, you're up, Sophie.
All right, well, back to Star Wars with Baby Yoda and stuff. B is for the Bad Batch.
Oh.
Ah.
That is one of my all-time favorite Star Wars series. It is right up there with the prequel trilogy. I love the prequel movies. And the Bad Batch actually takes place literally right after the prequel movies. It's right at the end of Revenge of the Sith is when it starts, and then it keeps on going, and we are seeing the birth of the rebellion, not quite the birth of it, but we're seeing the rebel cells forming, and we're seeing all of these characters. Witch Daddy, by the way, I did some research. I've not watched the Clone Wars, like the series, but right. I need to, because I found out that Hunter's debut.
What happened?
Oh, Penelope, are you there? You glitched.
Sophie. Okay. Well, we need to continue on, and hopefully Sophie gets back. And I wonder if her battery died on her laptop.
Oh, maybe she'll pop right back in, right?
She might. So in the meantime, Brenda, you and I are going to carry on this show.
Okay.
As best we can. And I am going to give us a character that is not a character, a ride.
Oh, nice.
And I am going to give us an old standby, which is...
Oh.
You back?
Yeah, you guys froze on me.
Well, you froze on us.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Anyway.
Glad you're back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
I was about to text you guys.
She was calling you Vanellope.
Yep. Because you froze, you glitched.
Oh.
But anyway, I don't remember what you were saying, honey. So I'm going to move on. And I'm going to give us a ride that was Sophie's very first roller coaster she ever rode at Disney.
I know which one this is.
And that is the Barnstormer.
Nice.
That was my first roller coaster.
I think you put that under me.
I sure did. So I stole a spot. I moved out.
What was that Brenda's?
Brenda didn't go. I stole her turn. So Brenda, you go.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say this one, but I'm going to say it just because I'm almost embarrassed that we've gotten through all of these without having mentioned it at all. And that is Belle.
Beauty and the Beast.
Belle
is so beautiful, and she's just wonderful. I love her.
Yeah.
And not only Belle, but also Beauty and the Beast live on stage.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good segue in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great, too. Belle is McKinley's favorite. She's always been McKinley's favorite.
Oh, how
forever
sweet.
And ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's a beautiful princess.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So I'll put down Beauty and the Beast.
Because we're running out of bee things, aren't we?
We're starting to, but Sophie, do you have more? You were talking about Clone Wars, and that's when you locked up. So.
Yeah, no, that's really all I have.
Okay, well, I have one for you since you gave me two.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right, what's yours?
And that would be the Boneyard.
Oh, you're
right. We're pulling out stuff that we haven't.
Animal Kingdom.
We're pulling out stuff, Brenda, that we haven't done in forever.
Well, they closed it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it still shows up.
My kids used to love the Boneyard.
Isn't that funny that it still shows up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway,
so much fun.
Sophie would sit there for hours if we'd let her. Yeah.
Speaking of closed attractions, the Backlot.
Yeah, the Backlot. Yeah.
Which I actually couldn't stand the Backlot.
Because it was hot during the fire.
Hot, loud, scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brenda, do you have any last ones?
Well, I have one that I particularly enjoy, and that is a certain area of Epcot that I tend to gravitate to, and that is the bridge from International Gateway to France. Oh. I love that whole area. It's beautiful. It's the photographers are up there to take photos because you can get the skyline in the background. You can get the water. It's just a beautiful area. So I really like that bridge.
Yeah. I like that area too. I actually think I heard somewhere that if you do it really, really early in the morning before the park opens, you can actually get a wedding venue in that area of Epcot, because there's like this little step down plateau area right by the water.
That's right.
Yeah, that would be a beautiful place to get married.
Yay.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind, Dad.
I want to get married in a chapel.
Oh, sorry. Okay. That's a good idea.
All right. Well, that's down the road, and that's whenever God decides it's time.
That's out of my hands.
We're making Daddy uncomfortable, Aunt Brenda. Let's move on.
Well, I'm going to stop here because I think we've got a really good selection of things that are B.
I think so, too.
So I think that's a good assortment. And that leads us to our follow-up is, what did we miss? You got to let us know. I will try and remember to post in the group. And that way we can get some people's feedback. So that is it. But... Yay. But thank you so much. And now it is time for this day in Disney history for April 15th.
All right, Sophie, then.
Go for it.
All right. I'm taking us back to the year of 1964.
Hey, my year.
Yes, April 15th, 1964. A lawyer leaves New York bound for Florida. His name is Robert Foster. Representing Disney, he is to begin land purchases in the Orlando area for a new theme park. He will use the name Robert Price to keep his identity a secret, though. Sorry, I just outed you, Mr. Foster.
You know what? He was outed about 50 years ago, 60, 70 years ago, 60 years ago. So
yep.
It's kind of okay.
Yeah,
and he was undercover on purpose, because once they found out Walt Disney was the one buying the land, they went straight up on their prices. All those great deals they got for that swamp land, they ran out of time.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great history. Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.
It's time to stump the show.
Dun dun dun.
You can try.
This one might be tricky.
Yeah.
Is that a hint?
There's a theme. There's a theme here. Think of what all these are relating to and what character will most embody that theme, okay? This character is extremely wealthy.
Extremely wealthy.
This character worked hard for every cent and hates to part with any of it.
Scrooge McDuck.
That's right. You got the theme, didn't you? The third clue was that this character has a money bin.
Very good, Sophie.
Scrooge McDuck. Good job. Do you know what his sister's name is?
Oh, I didn't know he had. Well, of course he has a sister, because he's Donald's uncle.
Yeah. His sister is Hortense, and that's Donald's mother, is Hortense.
Hortense. Nice. An interesting name.
H-O-R-T-E-N-S-E. Yeah, I know. That is interesting.
Yeah. That's great, Sophie.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, good job, Sophie.
Yay!
Which makes me wonder one thing. If Donald is Scrooge's nephew, and the triplets Huey, Dewey, and Louie are Donald's nephews, how are they related to Uncle Scrooge?
That's their
part of that family tree that's not developed out.
That's not explored.
But, you know, you got Scrooge. Scrooge had two kids. No, Scrooge had his sister is Hortense. That was Donald's mother. That's how he's Donald's uncle. And so somewhere Donald has a sister or a brother who had the three that are his nephews. But we don't know any of that. We need to draw this family tree out. The Disney family tree. That would be kind of totally cool. Try and figure pretty that cool. Out.
There are so many amazing family trees in Disney.
But nice. Scrooge McDuck.
Yay!
Good job, Sophie.
Thank you.
Great job. Not just a good job, a great job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Brenda, it's time for a little bit of Walt.
All right. I got a little bit of Walt that ties into my cheddar for today. Many of these attractions will come to life through audio animatronics, our space-age electronic method of making inanimate things move on cue, hour after hour and show after show.
Yeah, because Walt was talking, and there's a video in that chat, in that link, but there's also a blog post on the Disney Parks blog that talks about it has a video from Walt when he was talking about Pirates of the Caribbean. And he was talking about how all these things have to be animatronics because there's no way that it could be actors doing this hour after hour. They couldn't do it.
No, it would be exhausting.
So
that was awesome.
That's really cool. Well, that takes us to next week, and I don't know what's going on, but my machine is acting up now. So my Skype, we used Skype to record, and my Skype wasn't showing us the three of us. But anyway, it's there now. So next week, you know, we've got one of these crossover weeks where we record an episode and it goes up after we've already done something. And next week, Sophie and the silent partner and myself are going to Florida, and we're going to meet up with our friends Sheila, Randy, and Jagan, and we're going to go do some Dapper Day stuff.
Yep.
At Magic Kingdom and Epcot. And so we'll be there next weekend, or this coming weekend. And what we're going to record next week is things we cannot miss in our upcoming trip to Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So we're gonna generate a list. Brenda is gonna say, Mike, Sophie, you gotta hit this, you gotta see this, you gotta see that, you know, and that way we'll have a list and we'll go over what that list looks like, and that'll help you guys when you are working on your planning for your trips. So anyway, that's next week. What not to miss on your next trip or on our next trip. And so we hope that you all are doing well, that you've had a great week, and that you have a really good week ahead, and we look forward to seeing you next time. But until then, we will
see you on the road.
Bye
bye
bye everyone.